W62DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Calls for reform continue after the death of Tyre Nichols in Memphis. One change came immediately, an end to the city's police department's Scorpion unit. All five officers who've been fired and charged with second-degree murder were members.
Short for Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods, the unit launched in November 2021 to patrol high-crime hotspots. Attorney Benjamin Crump claims the unit had previous instances of misconduct.
We know that there were other members of the community that had been assaulted by this Scorpion unit.
The Memphis Police Department has not yet responded to ABC's request for comment on the allegations.
It's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Super Bowl 57 in Glendale, Arizona will match the Kansas City Chiefs against the Philadelphia Eagles. And Wednesday, President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. One item on their agenda, the debt limit. The White House is calling for it to be raised, but Republicans want to negotiate. This is ABC News. Another box office milestone for Avatar: The Way of Water. It moved into fourth place on the all-time earnings list. Three of the top four movies were directed by James Cameron. There was a surprise nomination for Best Actress in a Leading Role at the Oscars. Andrea Riseborough, the movie she starred in, To Leslie, earned $28,000. And the Academy, without specifically naming a movie, says it's going to look into this year's nomination process to make sure no rules were broken. ABC's Phil Lipoff has more.
Some saying a grassroots campaign started by Riseborough's team with a long line of Hollywood A-listers could have tipped the scale in her favor. The week before Oscar nominations, published reports began appearing about the A-list Hollywood actors praising the film on social media.
What seems to be the issue here in the gray area is the Academy's rule, specifically number 10, about lobbying. What constitutes lobbying? What doesn't?
If they find rules were broken, her nomination could be rescinded.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is he's never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The MAGA Republicans deliberately choose to inflict this kind of pain on the American people. Why? Why? This nation has gone through too much. We've come too far to let that happen. I will not let it happen. Not on my watch. I will veto everything they send us. Not after all the progress we've made and how far we've come. Last week was a two-year anniversary of the day I was sworn in as president. And at the time I was sworn in, the pandemic was raging and the economy was reeling.
Yay, Dark Brandon.
What?
Hi, I'm here.
You don't even barely know what he said.
Yeah, what did he say?
I heard it.
What did he say?
That's paraphrasing.
What did he say?
That's not accurate.
MAGA Republicans want to inflict pain on the American people. Not on my watch. Not on Dark Brandon's watch.
What was the last sentence he said?
Yeah. Okay, listen.
Same time every day.
I was on Poop and Coyote Patrol this morning. It went a little longer than usual. Bonnie and Clyde are safe.
Why is Bonnie licking the floor?
You know, it's hard to say.
They're
it's hard
on their to own say. Out there. Bright Eyes okay. will look out for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Also, I had to get into wardrobe. I had to be a walking human billboard for John Fugelsang's Jesus Store.
You've known since yesterday.
Because John Fugelsang will be right here.
Right here. In studio.
In studio.
You could have picked that shirt out yesterday.
Well,
I
could have.
The day ahead.
I could have. But also Glenn Kirshner and, of course, the return of Frangela. Oh, my God. We've missed them.
All is right with the world.
Well, and Twitter was a buzz. Where are you? Where is Frangela?
I know. They had stuff to do. They get paid for stuff.
Yes. People. They do this for free.
People, calm down.
Yeah. They chose paid over free.
Okay.
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Any day of the week. That's why I'm here.
Travis, I only have one question. Does Bill Barr remain unimprisoned this morning?
As of right now?
As of now.
He is not
Okay, I will need to be apprised. Wow. Have you read the entire New York Times piece?
That's why I didn't know what clip to play before you got here, because okay. None of these are about that. Because
I know. Well, that's the only story.
I think
story.
Everyone's speechless.
What do we keep saying? It's all one story from day one. Russia, Russia, Russia. Oh, my God, what a crook. I mean, I don't even know where to start with this John Durham nonsense. So he did find crimes committed by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And as we all
and buried
knew,
them.
Yes, as we all knew, right, but different crimes.
I know crimes we didn't
even know about.
Crimey right? crimes.
Yes, super crimey
this
crimes.
This is like some Minority Report stuff.
Right. Dash tweets, Bill Barr didn't just turn a blind eye to Russian collusion. He knowingly and willingly dismissed the evidence of Russian collusion to protect his boss, Donald Trump, from the rule of law. What was it, the Italians? They go over to find out. You know, they're trying to disprove this whole Trump-Russia thing, and the Italians are like, no, that's true, but we have other crimes of a financial nature.
I know.
Donald Trump is...
There's an Italian prosecutor and scusi, evidence.
Scusi,
evidence. Scusi, evidence.
But wait. By the way, AG, as she tends to be on this stuff, at Mueller, she wrote, tweeted, as special counsel, Durham owes us a declination memo for the Trump crimes he investigated. So Barr puts him in charge, right?
Yeah.
He's the guy that's supposed to, you know, clear Trump of Trump Russia, no matter what, no matter the evidence, right? They find a new crime that Trump has committed.
Russia,
they're like,
the
oh, why don't you just do that?
Crimes.
Right. But AG is right. You have to do a declinate. What? To tell us what it was then and why you didn't prosecute. Oh, my God. Clear as day they let Donald Trump get away with. What kills me is they all know. They all know he's a crook. They all know. Oh, my God. Palmer reports that the Durham report makes clear that Bill Barr committed a felony obstruction of justice by suppressing the Mueller report. Lock him up. I mean, I cannot wait to get into this with Glenn Kirshner.
And if any one of these people, they all want to get rid of Trump. They all hate him.
Right.
They all want to get rid of him. They could do it.
Right.
They have the knowledge. They
just
have.
Just admit it. This has been a tragic mistake for our country that was wrought on us by Russia.
And put it on Bill Barr, because everyone hates Bill Barr.
Right.
He can just go away.
Right.
Just Bill Barr, take one for the team.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. How many people are going to go down protecting this guy? John Durham apparently had a good reputation.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll talk to Glenn about it. But, another Trump roadkill. Why? Why do these people, you know, throw their lives and careers away for this career criminal that they know, if anyone knows, they know is a career criminal? Should I go over some of the fun facts?
Sure.
It was a very long article.
Fun?
I mean, even the fact that I got through the entire
article. Yeah, I really wasn't sure about that. Right.
You would have complained about being sent such a long article.
Oh, no. This was...
I know. Did you laminate some of those pages so you could spank to them?
I did. Okay. I did. How did you know?
I know you.
You know me so well.
Men require lamination more than women, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, your fingers get sticky.
Prolific.
You don't want to.
Okay. You know what? Let's.
Pages start sticking together.
Must you take everything beautiful like this New York Times story?
That you masturbated to?
Make it dirty.
How was it, though?
I didn't necessarily confirm that I did.
But how was it?
Great. Barr pressed Durham to find flaws in Trump-Russia investigation is, of course, the headline. It didn't go well would be the sub-headline. The review by John Durham at one point veered into a criminal investigation related to Donald Trump himself, even though it failed to find wrongdoings in the oranges of the Russia inquiry. Mm-hmm. I can't ever unhear Trump's many, many misspeaks. Gotta find the oranges. The oranges. It begins. It became a regular litany of grievance from Trump and his supporters. The investigation into his 2016 campaign ties to Russia was a witch hunt, they maintained, that had been opened without any solid basis, went on too long, and found no proof of collusion. Oh, my God, all untrue, no matter how many times they repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, between this and the Russian agent, FBI agent in New York, does this not... I can't even understand anymore how these guys are trying to twist themselves into pretzels, trying to pretend that this is not the most damning, almost thing we have ever heard about Trump. Okay. And that says a lot about Trump, who is probably presently committing espionage. And
I'm not even going to say alleged criminal anymore.
Just a little while ago, remember
There's
the
crimes.
Overthrow of the United States government? Yeah,
crime.
Okay. It's not important now. Okay. Egged on by Mr. Trump, Bill Barr set out in 2019 to dig into their shared theory that the Russian investigation likely stemmed from a conspiracy by intelligence or law enforcement agencies. To lead the inquiry, Barr turned to a hard-nosed prosecutor named John Durham and later granted him special counsel status to carry on after Mr. Trump left office. He's technically still working for Merrick Garland, right?
I'd be calling him for a meeting today.
Yeah, a little bit, right? A Mr. Spacely meeting.
Need you update me,
Jetson.
I'm just rehearsing.
Yeah.
Okay, but after almost 4 years, far longer than the Russia investigation itself, Durham's work is coming to an end without uncovering anything like the deep state plot alleged by Trump and suspected by Barr. Moreover, a months-long review by the New York Times found that the main thrust of the Durham inquiry was. marked by some of the very same flaws, including strained justification for opening it and its role in fueling partisan conspiracy theories that would never be charged in court, that Trump allies characterize how they characterize the Russia investigation. Interviews, right, revealed an array of previously unreported episodes that show how the Durham inquiry became roiled by internal dissent and ethical disputes, and it went unsuccessfully down one path after another, even as Trump and Barr promoted a misleading narrative of its progress. They played all the clips last night of all the Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
Bombshell, Durham's found this, Durham's found that, going to be soon, blah, blah, blah. The complete opposite of what was actually happening.
The best was when they said, they found proof of criminal wrongdoing.
Right, so implying
it was about Trump.
Right, implying it was the point of there was wrongdoing in the origins of the Russia inquiry when it was other crimes Trump. We didn't even know about yet. Which, by the way, when are we getting that story? AG is right. They work for us, a special counsel. Yep. You need to either say why you're prosecuting or why you didn't. That's part of the. Okay. Barr and Mr. Durham never disclosed that their inquiry expanded in the fall of 2019 based on a tip from Italian officials to include a criminal investigation into suspicious financial dealings related to Mr. Trump. The specifics of the tip and how they handled the investigation remain unclear, but Mr. Durham brought no charges over it. Oh, that's so shocking, isn't it? Durham used the Russian intelligence memos suspected by other U.S. officials of containing disinformation to gain access to the emails of an aide to George Soros. Oh, dear God. Every boogeyman, right, from the left. Mr. Durham used grand jury powers to keep pursuing the emails even after a judge twice rejected his request for access to them. The emails yielded evidence that Mr. Durham has cited in has revealed no evidence that Durham has cited in any case he pursued. That is a fishing expedition to investigate your quote-unquote enemies, right?
Yeah.
And how is Soros connected to any of this except that
because
he's connected to every conspiracy in right-wing world?
Yes, because he's their boogeyman.
Right. There were deeper internal fractures on the Durham team than had previously been known. The publicly unexplained resignation in 2020 of his number two and longtime aide, Nora Danahy, who was the culmination of a series of disputes between them over prosecutorial ethics. A year later, two more prosecutors strongly objected to plans to indict a lawyer with ties to Hillary Clinton's campaign based on evidence they warned was too flimsy, and one left the team in protest of Mr. Durham's decision to proceed anyway. Well, he's had two... Right?
Yeah.
These cases blew up in his face because of this. These prosecutors told him there's no there.
Right. Yeah.
And he did it anyway. He has been a complete unmitigated flop. Mm-hmm. And yet, I want to ask Glenn, is he criminally liable in all this? Like, the fact that he and Barr are out, like, sipping scotch together. Can you imagine if Jack Smith and Merrick Garland were out spotted having dinner and yucking it up every night? You're not even supposed to...
In Italy?
Yes! They took a foreign trip together. Did anyone at any point say those aren't pillows? That's all I want to know.
Scusi, those are not pillows.
That's going to be our word of the day.
Yeah.
Scusi. Okay. A criminal defense lawyer said he had a hard time squaring Mr. Durham's prior reputation as an independent-minded straight shooter with his end-of-career conduct as Mr. Barr's special counsel. This stuff has my head spinning. When did these guys drink the Kool-Aid, and who served it to them? Russia? I don't know. It's just line of roadkill from Donald Trump, and I don't... While attorneys generals overseeing politically sensitive inquiries tend to keep their distance from each other, Durham visited Barr in his office for times for weekly updates and consultations about day-to-day work. They sometimes dined and sipped scotch together. Oh, my God. This is just 16 kinds of wrong.
Yep.
I highlighted the important parts before Clyde ate my highlighter.
Clyde ate your highlighter?
Well, Clyde is obsessed with my highlighters.
Clyde is dumb.
But this is what I was able to accomplish.
Clyde is dumb.
Before Clyde.
Yes, he's dumb.
No, he is
he's
not.
He's stupid.
He is Owen Wilson of the dog world.
Yeah.
And he has a tousled blonde hair. He's delightfully, quirkily, charming.
And dead in the eyes.
Dead behind the eyes. Just nothing going on.
He's
nothing going on.
It's
like a shark.
Too handsome and romantic. Mr. Barr's insistence about what he had surmised bewildered intelligence officials, but Mr. Durham spent his first months looking for any evidence that the origins of the Russia investigation involved an intelligence operation targeting the Trump campaign. Durham's team spent long hours combing the CIA's files, but found no way to support the allegation. Barr and Durham traveled abroad together to press British and Italian officials to reveal anything their agencies had gleaned about the Trump campaign and related to the United States. But both allied governments denied they'd done any such thing. The British top British intelligence officials expressed indignation to their U.S. counterparts about the accusation. Could we have some Italian music? So this is people. Travis will use his Italian. So. At those meetings, not only
Scusi.
Yes, that's what happened. They said,
Scusi.
By summer 2020, it was clear that the hunt for evidence supporting Barr's hunch about intelligence abuses had failed. But he waited. Oh, here's the ringer. He waited till after the 2020 election to publicly concede that there had turned out to be no sign of foreign government activity and the CIA had stayed in its lane after all. Tell me that's not election interference in itself.
Yeah.
This is what they've been screaming about forever.
Yep.
On the other side. He withheld this information knowing it.
Okay. That committee to weaponize government really yes. has a big project
yes.
on their hands, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Oh, here's the where I could use the Oh, sorry.
Scusi.
Do we have some Italian
No,
music?
We do not.
No?
No, it's been taken out of here.
Oh, all right.
Is there Godfather music?
Yeah. Well, that seems kind of racist, but okay.
Okay.
It's what's in the machine. We'll wrap this part up real quick. On one of Barr and Durham's trips to Europe, according to people familiar with the matter, Italian officials, while denying any role in setting off the Russia investigation, unexpectedly,
Scusi,
offered it. He's going to be in the role of the Italian inspector all morning.
Until I'm doing Mr. Hankey.
Right. Where am I? Unexpectedly offered a potentially explosive tip linking Mr. Trump to certain suspected financial crimes. Oh, my God.
Scusi.
Thank you. Mr. Barr, Mr. Durham decided the tip was too serious and credible to ignore. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, we never got a heads up on that. But rather than assign it to another prosecutor, Barr had Durham investigate the matter himself, giving him criminal prosecution powers for the first time, even though the possible wrongdoing by Trump did not fall squarely in Mr. Durham's assignment to scrutinize the origins of the Russian inquiry. Isn't this neat, this whole story? Durham never filed charges, though. Weird. And it remains unclear what level of investigation it was, what steps he took, what he learned about, whether anybody at the White House, or whether they ever found out. The extraordinary fact that Mr. Durham opened a criminal investigation that included scrutinizing Mr. Trump has remained secret. Until now. Okay,
we're late.
I know, I'm in the middle of the story.
We're
now we're late. 22 minutes after. All right, and now the rest of the story. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my Bombas socks. I feel like a bouncy pre-indictment feeling in my feet, and it's happy feet. Mm. Then Bombas has a sock for that, my all-performance sock.
Okay.
Yeah, because today is hiking and weights day,
dear.
So you know if you're keeping track. Their shirts, their underwear, just the clothes you can't wait to put on every day, and for every pair you buy, they give a pair to someone in need. They are the OG sexy liberals. We have John Fugelsang and Frangela today.
Yep.
Bombas completes the trifecta of sexy liberals. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use that code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. BOMBAS.com/Stephanie. That's bombas.com/Stephanie.
I think you are filth. I think you are scum.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your first furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family. You've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the end, the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Actually, only two more minutes for Glenn Kirshner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming right up. Yeah, this was the part we were talking about in the New York Times piece. The news reports were all framed around the erroneous assumption that the criminal investigation that Durham was doing must mean Durham had found evidence of potential crimes by officials involved in the Russia inquiry. Barr, who weighed in publicly about the Durham inquiry at regular interviews in ways that advanced a pro-Trump narrative, chose in this instance not to clarify what was really happening. And what was really happening was him investigating entirely separate financial crimes that the Italians warned them about.
Scusi.
Right. Yes.
Scusi.
This is the Scusi section.
Scusi.
Of the story. By summer 2020, with Election Day approaching, Barr pressed Durham to draft a potential interim report centered on the Clinton campaign and FBI gullibility or willful blindness. On September 10, 2020, Ms. Danahy discovered that other members of the team had written a draft report that Durham had not told her about, according to people in the investigation. Danahy erupted, according to people familiar with the matter. She told Durham the report should... that no report should be issued before the investigation was complete, and especially not just before an election, denounced the draft for taking disputed information at face value. She sent colleagues a memo detailing these concerns and resigned. Anyway, this ended with two failed cases by Durham, which the other prosecutors warned him about, that there was no there. Mm-hmm. But, there are a lot of fancy Italian leather shoes to drop yes. from the story Scusi. Still. Yes. Scusi, we will talk to Glenn Kirshner about all of it while I clean a small amount of poo off Chris's sneaker. Because this is my life now. Glenn Kirshner next.
Get to it, little lady.
A progressive voice. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Calls for reform continue after the death of Tyree Nichols in Memphis. One change came immediately, an end to the city's police department's Scorpion unit. All five officers who've been fired and charged with second-degree murder were members.
Short for Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods, the unit launched in November 2021 to patrol high-crime hotspots. Attorney Benjamin Crump claims the unit had previous instances of misconduct.
We know that there were other members of the community that had been assaulted by this Scorpion unit.
The Memphis Police Department has not yet responded to ABC's request for comment on the allegations.
It's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Super Bowl 57 in Glendale, Arizona will match the Kansas City Chiefs against the Philadelphia Eagles. And Wednesday, President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. One item on their agenda, the debt limit. The White House is calling for it to be raised, but Republicans want to negotiate. This is ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
The devil's advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
eliminate the income tax system, because guess what? That's the only way that millionaires and billionaires have to pay any taxes. But guess what will happen to all y'all if, in fact, 30% sales tax on everything you buy, from eggs to automobiles? Not a joke.
Uh-huh. Okay. Chris's sneaker has been de-pooed. I had a lot of muscle into that.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, the cleanup on aisle 45 is going to take considerably longer, particularly with the latest New York Times report. Hey, if only there was someone that we could talk to. Thank God, former U.S. Attorney Ben Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Ben Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Ben Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got the Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Hi. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Steph.
okay. Am I hyperbolizing? Or is this New York Times story really gobsmacking?
You know, it shouldn't surprise us all that the Durham probe was not only pointless and counterproductive, but it was perhaps also corrupt. I mean, the whole notion of, you know, investigators looking into the Trump-Russia connection, and they found connections, more than 140 contacts between the Trump campaign and Russians, and Bob Mueller documented multiple instances of Donald Trump criminally obstructing justice. But Bill Barr and Donald Trump didn't like it, so they launched an investigation of the investigation. And now, man, the New York Times has just broken wide open how ugly and unethical it was inside the Durham investigation.
So I'm not even sure. One of the tweets I mentioned is our friend AG from Mueller. She wrote, said, as special counsel, Durham owes us a declination memo for the Trump crimes he investigated. I mean, the jaw-dropping part, Glenn, is not just the cover-up, you know, or the in terms of, you know, looking for some, you know, wrongdoing in the origins of the Russia inquiry, which there were none, but that Italian officials alerted them to new crimes, financial crimes by Donald Trump, which he put Durham in charge of, and Durham oddly found nothing.
Yeah, and look at what happened when they found that foreign government officials had evidence of Donald Trump's financial crimes. First of all, the fact that Barr and Durham are globetrotting, asking foreign officials for dirt on the U.S. law enforcement and intelligence communities.
Yeah.
It is pretty absurd and despicable. But then when the Italian officials pushed back, they said, no, we don't have that kind of dirt you're looking for, but we do know of some potential financial crimes by Donald Trump. Here's the thing, Seth. That should have then been handed off to other independent federal investigators and prosecutors. Why? Because Durham was involved in an investigation that was viewing Donald Trump as a victim of this corrupt cabal of the deep state. And now Donald Trump is not a victim, but a perpetrator. And Bill Barr, with a wink and a nod, says, hey, John, why don't you just handle this one as well? I mean, talk about what we call a de facto conflict, an actual conflict. You can't be investigating somebody as both victim and perpetrator, and then it was buried. We know nothing more.
But even these two guys who existed to cover for Donald Trump knew this was serious and credible enough that they had to do some investigation. I mean, and so clearly, that's what I'm wondering. Do we get a declination memo? What happens with this now? That this is all
we
public.
We should. I mean, if they're strictly applying the special counsel regulations, we should get a declination memo. There should be some daylight, some transparency on the decisions that were made with respect to whether to charge or decline to charge people. Do we think we're actually going to get any of that out of John Durham? And I hasten to add, who knows what Merrick Garland is going to do with any of this, because he hasn't exactly come through for us on the accountability front, I'm going to say, not because I believe he's corrupt, but because I believe he's apparently the wrong man for this dangerous moment in American history. So do I expect to see a full, robust declination memo that explains, you know, what they did? I don't think so, because they're going to have to talk about their own corruption and unethical behavior, and I don't think we're going to see that.
Yeah. So there's so many, obviously, parts to this New York Times story that, you know, clearly Bill Barr couldn't have been chattier about the whole thing during it, you know, even though you're not supposed to be. But he deliberately let them, you know, the media be misled that, oh, this, you know, what he's found, this other investigation is about the, you know, the wrongdoing in the Russia inquiry, when it was not. It was about, I mean, he waited specifically till after the 2020 election.
Right. Yeah, and there's so much in that reporting. I mean, that was some great investigative work by Katie Benner and Adam Goldman and Charlie Savage. I urge everybody to read it because, Steph, we can't possibly cover everything that was exposed by the New York Times. Yeah. But things like, you know, several prosecutors quitting the investigation, including a longtime colleague of mine, Anthony Scarpelli, who said, no, these prosecutions should not be brought. And Durham brought two prosecutions, and he went down in flames because my former colleague Anthony Scarpelli was right. They shouldn't have been brought. He and several others quit the team because what they saw about the lapses in ethics from John Durham.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, I was just going to say, Joyce Vance, our friend, just tweeted jaw-dropping reporting. Lots here, including an explanation of why Durham's colleagues resigned under pressure from Barr to release an interim report damaging Clinton and the FBI as the election drew near. Durham had a draft prepared that wasn't factual. I mean, Glenn, I'm a layperson. Aren't there crimes here? I mean,
yes.
What? Tell me about Barr's culpability here or Durham's.
Yeah. So, and when I read that Barr wanted to release a report on the eve of a presidential election, you know what I thought of? I thought of Jim Comey, who did everything he could to tank. I'm not saying that was his intent, but to tank Hillary Clinton's candidacy and chances at winning the presidency. Here is Bill Barr wanting to do sort of a variation of that same thing. It's so shameless. It's so corrupt. Is it criminal? You know, it may not constitute a violation of federal law to so blatantly disregard DOJ norms and protocols about not interfering in the presidential election. But boy, if Bill Barr is not being investigated for possibly being part of a conspiracy to defraud the United States in our free and fair elections, then I guess nobody should be investigated.
Yeah. I mean, here we are, we're in all new territory again, not just a former president, but you're right, does a present attorney general have to call to account the previous attorney general who clearly engaged in wrongdoing? I mean, I don't, here we go again, right, where we're back full circle to why are we just letting the 10 counts of obstruction even in the Trump-Russia inquiry go? Like what?
But not only that, if we let those 10 counts of obstruction go, then, God forbid, Ron DeSantis, or if there is a Republican in the White House in, you know, after 2024, he will be able to commit all of those crimes again with impunity if we don't hold Donald Trump accountable for them. Can our republic withstand that? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's exactly the question. Well, let's obviously with so many other things, this bombshell obviously took us all, you know, by surprise. But I think, you know, Fannie Willis is what we've been all talking about up until then. You said when D.A. Fannie Willis discusses multiple defendants in Trump's Georgia election crimes case, let's state the obvious. The only way one becomes a defendant is by being indicted, charged with a crime. It's coming. Dear God, we are so thirsty for any justice at this point, right?
And I think for the first time we can legitimately say indictments of Donald Trump and his criminal associates are imminent. Why can we legitimately say that? Because Fannie Willis, who I have to tell you, I have such respect for the way she's gone about this investigation.
Yeah.
You know, she has been quietly sawing the justice wood in front of her. The only time we hear anything is really through her pleadings when she's defeating guys like Mike Flynn and Lindsey Graham and Rudy Giuliani, who were scared to death to go into the grand jury. She beat the pants off every one of them in court. They all went in the grand jury and testified. When she stands up in court and says, Judge, we're asking you not to release the grand jury report. And I can tell you, Steph, that report says here is who should be indicted based on the evidence we found.
Yeah.
She said, you can't release it because, one, it would interfere with defendants, plural. She made a point of saying defendants, plural, several times during the hearing. Yeah. It will interfere with their right to a fair trial, and our charging decisions are imminent.
Yes, I see.
I'm sorry.
You said the keywords.
I'm taking that to the bank.
Defendants, imminent. Yeah, you pointed that out on Twitter. I was like, ooh. But you said we've been waiting for accountability to come for Trump for years. And this is, you know, you were saying yesterday in court, Vonnie Willis has most direct and concrete things we've yet heard from a prosecutor. So what does that mean in terms of a time frame when this has already happened and now you've had the, you know, hearing on releasing the report? What is the time frame?
Yeah, so the definition of imminent is open to interpretation, but Fani Willis said our charging decisions are imminent. The regular grand jury with the power to indict, remember it was the special grand jury that compelled the testimony of 75 witnesses, issued a report. That report has now been given to the regular grand jury that can vote out indictments. Imminent, I have to believe, means within weeks, but you know, we will leave that in Fani Willis's capable hands because she has proven over and over again her hands are more capable than pretty much any other prosecutor we've seen out there.
Glenn, back to the Russia thing for a moment, just because this is not just the bombshell New York Times week. This is the bombshell Charles McGonigal week. Special agent in charge of counterintelligence in the New York field office is under arrest over his ties to Russian billionaire Oleg Deripaska. Again, can't write these headlines, right? Guy in charge of investigating Trump for, you know, Russian collusion is arrested for colluding with Russia. How do these two things, the New York Times story and this story, how does this hang together legally? I can't imagine bigger bombshells about this whole thing.
Well, we know that Trump coordinated with the Russians to, as according to Bob Mueller's report, there were more than 140 contacts, and the Trump campaign solicited and accepted interference and assistance from Russia to help get elected. And now we find out that the top counterintelligence FBI special agent in charge of the New York field office, the biggest office involved in counterintelligence cases, was compromised and it looks like was in bed with the Russians. How can those two things not intersect in all sorts of dangerous ways? Like maybe he was also working to make sure that the Russia probe would not result in criminal charges for Donald Trump. We don't know that, but boy, these two things have to be related to one another in ways that hopefully we will soon learn about.
And are there more fancy Italian shoes to drop, I think, in the entire,
you know, how can there not be? You know, it is surprising that the FBI and the Department of Justice decided it had to, in very splashy fashion, indict McGonigal, I mispronounce his name, in two separate federal courts at the same time. That tells me he's not playing nicely with them. He's not cooperating. They're going hard after him, and they're going hard after him with a goal. And the goal is to get people who are above him, either in the FBI or in the political world. So it feels like maybe the Department of Justice has a fight on its hands with respect to these charges.
Yeah, I see. Well, I was hoping he was feeling flippy, but I get his name wrong, too. I thought he was in Cats, but that's McCavity. That's different.
What?
Not McGonigal.
McGonagall's in Harry Potter.
He's a Jellicle
cat. Pardon me. Yes. Right, that's different.
Yes.
Okay, you also on the J6, you said more Oath Keepers, other Trump foot soldiers convicted of seditious conspiracy for the insurrection. It's still no charges for Trump or any of the suits of the insurrection. Maybe I'm too happy-clappy. I cannot believe it's going to stop there. You know, this was not an improv seditious conspiracy. This was directed by someone.
Mm-hmm. It can't stop there. I don't believe it will stop there. And in my grave concern, though, Steph, we all hear the saying, justice delayed is justice denied. Justice has certainly been delayed. We're hoping it's not entirely denied. But, you know, here is my grave concern. If the next wannabe dictator decides to try to overthrow the government, here is the message the Department of Justice has sent. If you do that, we will give you a full 2 years and maybe even 3 years to plot your next move.
Yeah.
We will not hold you accountable promptly. That is law enforcement insanity, and I don't know why we find ourselves here with no accountability for Trump and his co-conspirators in trying to overthrow our government more than 2 years after he tried to do it.
And speaking of delayed, justice delayed, and you and I have talked about this forever, you just said, think it's finally time to investigate the allegations, new and old, of Brett Kavanaugh's misconduct, including 4,500 citizen tips that the FBI declined to investigate. First of all, a lot of what's up with the FBI stories, but I mean, I just, you and I talked about this from day one, that how does that happen? 4,500 tips went into a White House dumpster.
Yeah, here's how it happened, and I don't agree with, you know, the explanation that the FBI gives, but here's the explanation it gives. They say this was not a criminal investigation, it was a background investigation. Our client in the background investigation was Donald Trump in the White House counsel's office, and our protocol when we're doing these kind of investigations is to provide the information we learn to the client, to the White House, to the White House counsel's office. Well, when you take the unusual step as the FBI to solicit citizen tips about Kavanaugh's unsuitability to serve, gosh dang it, you have a responsibility to those citizens who put their necks out there, who put themselves on the line and said, man, this doesn't make me feel comfortable, but let me talk about what I know Brett Kavanaugh did. And then to take them, refuse to investigate them, and give them to basically Brett Kavanaugh's co-conspirator and wanting to get him on
and
the Supreme Court.
Since this documentary, even more tips and reports have come in, so we shall see. All right, we didn't even get to the Supreme Court investigation. They didn't find the leaker. I mean, that's after a thorough investigation.
They
did John Durham do that?
They cleared themselves. You're absolutely right, Glenn.
Yeah. All right. We love you, Glenn Kirshner. We have linked
love
to everything staff. That
yes.
Glenn does to save the world.
Yes.
Love you. See you
thanks,
next
Glenn.
Week.
Thanks, Glenn.
Hey, guys. Bye, Steph.
Bye, honey. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by American Cruise Lines.
Uh-huh.
Come on. We're thinking ahead to our summer vacations, right? I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a history buff, you're a foodie, maybe you just like to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something for everybody. How about the mighty Mississippi River Tour with American Cruise Lines? You get to discover Civil War history, savor Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, mm-hmm. The roots of rock and roll in Memphis, or how about the Columbian Snake Rivers? Gorgeous up there. The scenic landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, the Columbia River Gorge. Ooh, look, it's where Lewis and Clark. Look.
Pretty.
Mm. Come aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony while their crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Have no fear. Steffi's here. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Bombas makes socks, underwear, and t-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do they feel so good? Well, because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovation like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. It's better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over and over again. How does Bombas do good? Well, for every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back to those in need. So far, Bombas has been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that is bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good, and it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use that code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie. That code is Stephanie at checkout, Stephanie. At bombas.com. Our friends at Genucel Skincare have exciting news to celebrate 2023. Introducing Genucel's latest skincare innovation, their microbiome moisturizer with the power of probiotics to target skin redness, pesky wrinkles, fine lines, patchy blotches, and other visible signs of premature aging. Yes, I'm talking about those probiotics in yogurt. The super ingredients can have the same nourishing benefits and goodness for your skin. Probiotic extracts target bad bacteria and restore balance to your skin's protective barrier, creating a shield around around your skin from all visible signs of aging. Now, every Genucel most popular package includes the new probiotic moisturizer as your gift with every order. Genucel's most popular package is 70% off, includes products you'll need for all your skincare needs, including those under-eye bags and puffiness. Treat yourself to the best skincare in the world for a look you'll love. Genucel.com. Get your probiotic moisturizer today. Enter Stephanie at checkout for an extra 10% off your entire purchase. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party, and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's Slip It, Cuff It, Check It. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, Slip It, Cuff It, Check It twice a day.
I get it, Slip It, Cuff It, Check It in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, Slip It, Cuff It, Check It, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, Slip It, Cuff It, Check It. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Man Crates and the manly men that like them.
Yes.
We have more men in the studio right now. This is like, it's like a meat rack.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. How about the Grillmaster crate? How about the Whiskey Appreciation crate?
Yeah, the whiskey.
But there are hundreds of different, whatever your dude likes, there is a man crate for him. Birthdays, anniversary, Valentine's Day coming up.
Coming up.
Let's do this. Mancrates.com packs his, it gives you a crowbar, and then you get to watch him, which is even more like a gift for you.
I just use my hands.
Personalization is free. Every gift comes with full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code RADIO15 at Mancrates.com. Save 15% on his perfect gift. RADIO15 at Mancrates.com. Oh my God, John Fugelsang is here holding two incredibly cute dogs. And if you, ladies were going crazy now.
He can't help it. They jumped into his lap.
Yeah, they've all started ovulating.
They smell my terrible rat dog.
You heard them alerting me. They were being good guard dogs. They were alerting me to the fact there was an incredibly handsome man here.
Yes.
Now look.
That's
and
right.
I'm wearing my Jesus t-shirt, available at johnfugelsang.com.
And I'm wearing your dogs.
Come on, Travis, is this on camera? I mean, John Fugelsang and Bonnie and Clyde. That's too much cuteness all in one place.
Such great visuals for a radio show. I'm really happy to help.
Oh,
we're on TV, too.
We're on TV.
Free speech. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, guys. Hello.
Oh, my God. I just ovulated. As you know, it's just a barren wasteland down there.
I thought I heard
I made an egg and I dropped it.
That's fantastic stuff.
I want to have more furry children with John Fugelsang. Who's going to be in studio all...
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Rick Smith Show. where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the...
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.